And before we leave you today, a reminder, of course, is if we need it, we are waiting to see whether Prime Minister Scott Morrison will call the election this weekend. Labor and the Coalition have spent the week outlining their cases for government. And as we wait for Scott Morrison to fire the starting government gun on the official campaign, the PM has this morning revealed details of the Royal Commission into the mistreatment of people with a disability. The Royal Commission will run for 3 years. An interim report will be delivered in October next year, and the final report is due in April 22. There'll be six Royal Commissioners, and $527 million has been put inside in the budget for the cost of this Royal Commission. Here's Scott Morrison speaking just a short time ago.
People living with disability have faced the most difficult of circumstances because of their own condition. But worse than that is the lack of a culture of respect towards people with disability that leads to their abuse and mistreatment. We have to establish a culture of respect for people living with disabilities and the families who support, love and care for them. So, Australians living with disability and their families have spoken, and my government has listened and is taking action. The Royal Commission will inquire into all forms of violence, abuse, neglect, and exploitation. It will cover all settings in which these abuses occur, all settings. Very much this Royal Commission has been fashioned just in the same way as the Royal Commission into Aged Care, which I announced, on the basis of what we saw with the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse. That was a significant and nation-changing Royal Commission, and I believe this will be also, just as the Aged Care Royal Commission will be. It will provide the opportunity for Australians to truly understand how people with disabilities live in this country and what our obligations are to share the journey with them, to show them the respect that they deserve as a fellow Australian, as a fellow human being, to enable them to be all that they can be, and that they and their families can experience the richness of life in this magnificent country.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking this morning. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has welcomed this announcement.
A Royal Commission into the treatment of people with disability is overdue. Labor supported this nearly 2 years ago. I'm glad the government's come on board on election eve. But that's at the end of that, I'm not even worried by the government's motivations here. This is what we wanted. And if the government's not being stingy about the rollout of it, fine. It does remind me, of course, that the two Royal Commissions this government's called, the Banking Royal Commission, this government voted 26 times against it, 26 times against the Banking Royal Commission. Of course, I said that there should be a Royal Commission in aged care. We needed to consider that. The government initially criticised me quite personally, but we got there on that. It seems that when it comes to calling Royal Commissions, the government is getting the message that Australians deserve justice.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten, obviously hard to get away from the politics of anything at the moment, in this time in the electoral cycle. But let's hope, too, that it is a nation-changing Royal Commission, as the Prime Minister said. It is transformative in terms of laws and attitudes, as the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has been.